Nerves of steel ain't what investors have. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 9th day of April. Thanks, everybody, for clicking through. You know, it's all about investor returns, right? So we're going to find job cuts in the shale oil field. Speaking of job cuts, retail isn't far behind. We'll have that story for you. Former Motel 6 guests are in line to get millions, but finding them is going to be difficult. Retailers are getting more creative about getting customers through their doors. We'll share one idea. Looks like Levi Strauss made a wise move to go public. We've got some early results. Also, we'll take a look at the markets and two very different interviews today. First up, it's Catherine Hain from a group based in Canada called City Media. What do they do? Well, they scrub the internet to see your digital footprint and then help you fix what might be broken. Also today, a different conversation with a police officer, Andy Ward, from the podcast Hey Buddy. No, it's not what you think. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, they are not known for their nerves of steel, and we're talking about investors and the markets. Today, the Dow slipped for a second day in a row as investors nervously await corporate earning reports. The Dow lost 190 points today. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also fell on the day's trade. We'll share all the numbers coming up in the Wall Street Report. Once flying high, shale oil producers are having to come to grips with investors who want a return on their, well, investment. So once the very secure world of oil production is now announcing job cuts. Pioneer Natural Resources, one of the largest producers in the Permian basins of West Texas and New Mexico, and Laredo Petroleum, another Permian producer, this week disclosed plans to shed workers. Irving, Texas-based Pioneer declined to say how many of its about 3,200 employees it would cut. The company has not had a layoff, by the way, since 1998. Severance packages will be offered, and the company said it expects to dismiss workers by June. Pioneer has been trying to sell assets in South Texas to concentrate on the Permian basin for more than a year. Shale firms have pushed U.S. oil output to record levels, but years of heavy spending has led to investor pressure to reduce that spending and use the cash to provide payouts rather than produce more oil. Pioneer employees told a Midland, Texas TV station the company wanted to cut about 300 workers, or about 10% of its workforce. Tulsa, Oklahoma-based Laredo Petroleum said today it cut about 20% of its 340 employees, which would save the firm about $30 million a year. It also replaced its finance chief. Speaking of job cuts, Walmart may soon stop trying to lure workers and simply replace them with robots. Today, in a statement released on its blog, the retail giant said that it's unleashing a number of technological innovations, including autonomous floor cleaners, self-scanners, conveyor belts, and pickup towers in stores in the United States. The blog states the new technology will free employees from focusing on tasks that are repeatable, predictable, and manual so that they can focus more on selling merchandise and serving customers. Walmart announced it will add 1,500 new floor cleaners, 300 more shelf scanners, 1,200 conveyor belts, and 900 new pickup towers. If you were with us last week, you know that Motel 6 agreed to pay almost $20 million to tens of thousands of former guests whose Latino-sounding names were disclosed to federal agents targeting undocumented residents for deportation. Now the question is whether anyone will be able to find the former lodgers. In a pair of lawsuits filed last year, Motel 6 was accused first by the state of Washington and then by a group of one-time guests in Arizona of violating state and federal privacy statutes and discrimination and false imprisonment laws. Both cases are on the cusp of settlements that would pay former customers $50,000 to $100,000 each. The information sharing arrangement apparently worked. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents first were given access to the names at some of the company's 1,400 locations and then to the rooms so they could bang on doors early in the morning so they could detain, interrogate, and then deport Motel 6 guests. At least one judge is concerned that some of the hotel's patrons turned targets either can't or don't want to be found, complicating efforts to compensate them. You know, retail has always been pretty good at finding creative ways in which to lure shoppers into their store. Well, now they're teaming up with Uber. Today, Uber launched a voucher program that enables companies to dole out free or discounted rides to customers, offering a way for retailers to counter declining foot traffic, which is being blamed on the growth of online shopping. According to Cowen Equity Research, retail traffic has declined by over 2.3% over the past 2 years. Malls have experienced a drop-off as younger generations living in urban centers have shown little interest in owning cars and taking trips to suburban shopping malls. So you want them in your store or restaurant? Why not pay for their ride to get there or deliver via Uber? The vouchers, like coupons, could be given out as a perk to loyalty rewards members, creating another visit that might not happen elsewhere. Uber's new product illustrates a paradigm shift in retailing where businesses are focusing on customer experience rather than the product. So the question is, will it work? Stay tuned. Meanwhile, Levi Strauss is expanding its retail stores and investing in its online business, and it seems to be working. Today, the company posted a 7% rise in quarterly revenue in its first report after returning to the public markets. The company's net revenue rose to $1.4 billion in the first quarter. That was up from $1.3 billion a year ago. And all that resulted in 37 cents per share income to investors versus a loss of 5 cents last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell for a second straight day as traders awaited the start of corporate earnings season that happens later this week. The Dow lost 190 points to end the day at 26,150 as Boeing stock came under pressure again on concerns about 737 MAX jet production delays. The S&P 500 fell by 0.6 to 2878, led by losses in industrials, energy, and financial companies. The NASDAQ dropped by more than 0.5% to 7009 as Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Alphabet all declined. Market focus is centered on corporate earnings results, with major U.S. banks set to kick off the first quarter earnings session later this week. J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo are both poised to report their figures on Friday, while Citigroup and BlackRock are scheduled to publish their results early next week. Bank of America, which will also report earnings next week, said today it's raising its minimum wage for its employees to $20 an hour. The minimum wage at the company will be raised to $17 an hour effective May 1st and will increase in increments over the next 2 years. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Morgan Stanley all fell by 0.5% on today's trade. Investors anticipate first quarter S&P 500 earnings growth to slip 4.3% on a year-over-year basis. Anything less than that should be a win. Gold ended the day up 30 cents to $1,304 an ounce. Oil was up $1.32 and keeps on climbing today, trading at $64.40 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note fell a fraction, paying 2.5%. When we come back, a look at your digital results. Catherine Hain will join us to talk about how her company helps businesses get a handle on what consumers see when they pull up your website, your social media sites, and more. Then, Catherine Hain's company offers to fix what it's broken. Catherine Hain coming up next here on the Business News Hour.